Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined today by General Manager of KEDM Radio, Joel Willer, and Development Director, Susan Allain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good day.
Thank you.
Good day and good news with the shortened, the three-day fund drive the station has recently undertaken, and that was completed this past weekend. Funding for programs. Joel, tell us a little bit more about what was involved in this fundraiser, which was unprecedented in the station's history, really.
It was a very special and special need, as we said last week, while we were doing the on-air fund drive. We ran into a situation where part of our funding that comes for the station from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting requires a local match from money raised from the community. And we were running a little bit short on that for this fiscal year that ends at the end of this month. So we had to come as a special one-time, three-day drive, asking for support from our community, and we were very gratified with the overwhelming response that we had, that we had a $30,000 goal for the 3 days, and we met it, and right down to the wire, but we did meet that particular goal, so we're we're well along the way to what we need to do to satisfy the corporation, and we've got just a few more things that we need to do to wrap it up, but we hope to be able to very comfortably get there by the end of this month.
Just some loose ends that need to be tied, and therefore, you know, programs that people have enjoyed for years, they can continue to enjoy them.
Right now we don't see anything drastic happening. Of course, we're coming up to the time of the year when we're making the regular kind of course of decisions that we need to make with programming changes and so forth. Usually that's made in summer for the coming year, and so we're looking at some of those things. But the fortunate thing is that those decisions won't be driven by dollars. Instead, they'll be driven by our evaluation in terms of the feedback that we receive from members, which is the way that programming should be decided, by the demand, by the interest, rather than by the dollars.
Susan, an important note of this is that the funds that were donated during the fund drive this past weekend, those need to be in by the end of the month, correct?
Correct. We had quite a few, in fact, more than ever, credit card pledges, which was great because that means we get the money immediately. But this money that other people pledged and we're sending them an invoice for, we really need to get those checks in before the end of the month so that they can be counted into this fiscal year and we can meet the requirement that the CPB puts upon us.
That's one of the major parts of it, that is getting that money in by the end of the month. Joel, I'm sure there are a number, and you know, you noted on the Facebook that there are a lot of folks to thank that were involved in the effort that took place with this recent fund drive.
Well, there's all kinds of people. The obvious ones that you see are the ones you don't really see them. This is radio, after all. The ones that you think of course, are the voices that you hear. We have quite a few people coming in from the community to help tell the story of public radio, and we think that it is something that is critical to this community, and it's another aspect that it's always good to be able to touch bases with those folks, but those aren't the only ones that are involved. We also have a number of people come in and answer the telephones.
It's amazing the number of people that come in behind the scenes. You know, if someone were to just stop by and visit the station during a fund drive, to see the number of people that come in and donate their time, not necessarily on air, but as you say, with answering the phones and taking donation forms, things like that.
Certainly. And then we had some volunteers coming in making calls out, and we have food donations coming from local businesses to support us and those sorts of situations. So that there's a lot of different dimensions that go into pulling together even something short like a three-day drive like this, and the fact that it was unusual, it, you know, created yet, you know, another demand on, you know, what we have here at KEDM. It's of course a very small staff to begin with.
One of the interesting things about the fund drive, Susan, was that it really came down to the last minute.
Yes, it did. I had a few, oh my goodness, we're not going to make it moments. But in the end, one of our community advisory board members was volunteering that day. And once we came up with the total that we knew that we needed to get before we would reach that goal, she actually pulled out her checkbook and wrote us a check for that amount. So she ensured that we made that goal while we were on the air, and that was very, very exciting for everybody in the room at that point. And the first time that it's only been done one other time in the station's history that I'm aware of, so it was very special.
Absolutely. Now, with the credit card donations that were taken, there was also, they were put into a drawing.
for all of them that was $36 mm-hmm. or more, they were putting into a drawing. And I just happened to have those names right there in that box.
We had, I think, about 122 people that met that criterion. So the odds are actually pretty good here to win this drawing.
Not bad.
One out of 122.
There you go. And what they would win is a dinner for two at Enoch's, Ronan Sabachi Grill, Freddie Cash Shows, and Cypress Inn. So that's four nights, as Joel said, of no dishes. So should I draw?
We can have the suspense here. Yeah. Sound effects.
Okay.
Drawing.
I'm not looking. Okay. Oop.
Somebody wanting to ride along there with the entry, but we do have one.
Freeloaders.
There we go.
This is, again, the theater of the mind here. You can kind of imagine the...
Miss Melanie Wurstrom of Monroe, a new member.
How about that?
Yes.
And I think that brings an important point. We had a really good turnout of new members for the station for this particular drive, and we're very grateful to those new people as well as the people who rejoined.
Absolutely. Melanie Wurstrom?
Yes, Monroe, so, Louisiana, and we will be contacting her, getting her certificates.
An opportunity to enjoy dinner at those four restaurants. So, successful fun drive. Joel, where does the station go from here?
Well, we thank the community for this outpouring, and we hope to continue to have the support that we've enjoyed for our first 19 years as we are now working on our 20th year here.
Joel, Susan, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcast by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.